Good morning. It's time to call on Dinyan of Parsha Shmoyis. It's a very interesting that the Sefer is called Shmoyis. And the Parsha Shmoyis and the Sefer Shmoyis. Even though it's a very, it looks like a very side Inyan on the whole Parsha. The English Shmoyis Bnei Zohar, because there is there a Parsha called Bnei Zohar. So to try to understand a little bit what the Inyan of the Parsha, which is called Parsha Shmoyis. But before that, I'd like to go just into Briskurov. Briskurov says like this. On the Posuk, it's Peregimel Posuk, Yud Beis, Vayomer Moshe El Elohim, Mi Anoichi Ki Elech El Pared, Yechuyetit Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Who am I that I can go ahead and take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? Vayomer Ki Yehi Moch. Because both answers him, I'll be with you. And this is the sign that I'll be with you. This is the sign that I've sent you. That when you leave Mitzrayim, you worship me in this mountain. So Rashi learns the part of the following. Rashi says like this, that Moshe asked Hashem two questions. Who am I to deserve such a mandate? And why are the Jewish people deserving of being saved of Mitzrayim? So on that, Hashem answered him two things. The reason why you're deserving is because I'm with you. And what? And this is the sign that I have sent you. And the pasuk is silent of what the ois is. What is the sign that I have sent you? So Rashi says the snake. And then a side thing, the second question you asked me, what is the schus, what's the merit of the Jewish people? Because they worship me in this mountain. So these are two separate issues. First, you deserve it because I'm with you, and the sign is, and that's some kind of reticence, and what it is the snap. Second thing is that you worship me in this mountain. That's the Rashi. The Rambam already has been known, you could see that there and learn this possibly differently. And the Rambam says that what Moshe Rabbeinu asked, who am I? And Hashem answered him, I will be with you. And the sign that I will be with you is that you receive the Torah at Har Sinai. And the question the Briskurov asks, how do you see that? Why, how is that a sign that I will be with you? So the Briskurov brings the famous Medrash. And the Medrash says the following. The Medrash says, in the Medrash says, Omar Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Mi Anoichi. So the Medrash explains, when Moshe Rabbeinu asks, who am I? Kach Yitzchak Tal Avoyitam Shabbat Vatam Vatam. Meaning, how can I do it? You told the Jewish people that you will take the Jews out, not me. So I can't take them. He says, V'chgam v'chsagoy asher avoidu dan anoich. You told Avram that you will punish the Mitzrayim, not me. Not through an emissary. So how can I do it? So the question was, how can I do it? I cannot fulfill your promise. And on that Hashem answered him, Ki yeimach. You will be different than anybody else. Every other prophet, indeed, you're right. They are separate, every other prophet. But you are totally different. I will be with you. You are not going to speak on my behalf. I'm going to speak through you. The concept of Ispaklaria Hamiro, the Gemara says in Yevon, that Moshe Rabbeinu had a very clear vision. Moshe Rabbeinu, as we all know, had a speculum. He had a vision that was clear, that was unobstructed. And therefore Hashem said, I am going to go through you. Not you are going to be my emissary, you'll be a different prophet. And the sign that you'll be a different prophet is Har Sinai. You'll see that you will actually be giving the Torah on my behalf. So Har Sinai is the ois, is the sign that the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu is completely different. And that's how Moshe Rabbeinu was. And says the Briskurov, why did Moshe ask this question specifically here? Because Moshe Rabbeinu just experienced his first prophecy. And that's the first prophecy of the burning bush, this man. The Ramban already says on that, that his status of a prophet was not any different yet. There was a transition. Every prophet sees the vision. He sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he communicates through something which is called his Bakare Sheinah Mira. It's a speculum which is not clear.
is a land which is foggy, and we'll soon see in a second. And this was the first prophecy. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he experienced the prophecy, he said, if I'm taking the Jews out, I'm going to be short of my mission. Because you are supposed to be taking them out, and I can't be your missionary. So I'm behind that. And that was the problem that Moshe Rabbeinu had specifically at this point. By the way, the Malvim said the same idea. It says in the prophet Seer, Hashem told Moshe when he saw the burning bush, take your shoes out. Shal me'alecha me'araglecha. Take your shoes out of your feet. And the Malvim already sees that in the same idea was said to Yeshua, but to Yeshua it says in the singular, Shal na'alcha me'araglecha. Don't take your shoes, take your shoe out. In the singular. So what's the difference between Moshe and Yeshua? So says the Malvin, the beautiful Malvin, the Malvin said the following thought. The shum relates to the body, to the physical. The same way that the shoe allows you to walk on earth, it's always a representative of the physical. That the neshama cannot communicate, cannot interact, cannot act in this world of the physical. The only way to do that is through some kind of a physical means. The physical is the shum. The reason why we remove the shoes when a person experiences Kedusha is because he wants to remove the physical. But the physical are in two levels. There is the physical body, but then there is the physical faculty of man. His thoughts, his context, his imagination. Every prophet did not take away both shoes. He only took away one shoe. He took away the physical. We know that the Rambam already quotes that a person had a prophecy, he fell in a state of dream, in a state of meditation, whatever. But it was his physical understanding. Hashem spoke to him, and according to his understanding, according to his perception, according to his vision, that's how he transmitted. So he only took one shoe out. Hashem told Moshe, you are going to take both shoes out. Not only you're going to go ahead and not have the physical body interfering like any other prophets, even your faculties, even your understanding will play no role. I'm not going to speak to you and through your understanding you communicate. You're not going to convey my message. Every Navi comes from the Lashon Nir Sotai. Nir Sotai means a conveyor. He brings you the message. Moshe is not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu through spoke through Moshe. That's what it says in Chazal, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Gerlem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke from his mouthpiece. There's only one prophet that achieved the same level, which is, we know that the prophet says, well, come, be so, can we show you? Among the Jews, there was no other prophet than Moshe. And that's one of the 13 Nikim. The only prophet that was in such a level was Bilam, which was a non-Jewish prophet. The question is, why do the Goyim deserve such a great prophet? Why can't they have like a normal prophet? So it says in the Maral Diffin, this is the reason. Because a normal prophet perceives, understands what Hashem said through his own context and faculties and mental abilities. Bilam was not trustworthy. He would see whatever he wanted to think. If Hashem would speak to him and you convey the message would come completely blurred. The only way to speak and to turn Bilam into an Ovi is to shock his faculties and to speak in Tokh Goyim. So therefore, the only way to be a prophet was either like Moshe or nothing. And that's why Bilam was like that. This is the concept of the clear lens. Now, says the Malvin, Moshe, in the time of the snake, did not achieve that. And that's why it says, he was afraid to look Hashem. He couldn't see. Because he realized that he was in a different level. And says the Malvin even more, this is the prophecy that our forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov experienced, was that intermediated. The prophecy that they heard, and they expressed what they understood. They realized that their understanding played a role. And that's why the Medrash here talks about, and he asks, what voice did Moshe hear? And the Medrash says he heard the voice of his father. The Sneh, Hashem communicated, the voice that he heard was the voice of his father. Says the Malvin, why the voice of his father? Because Hashem was saying, your prophecy at this stage is the prophecy of your father. The same one that your father, Amram, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had an intermediated experience. Your experience right now is only intermediated. It's not clear vision. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, Kiyore Me'abit Elohim, he was afraid to look at that point. The Ma'od Din Tziv says a very similar thought, but he adds to it. We know that as Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem, what's your name? The Jews are going to ask, what's your name? Who am I going to say? So the pasuk says, Kotomar el bnei Yisrael, pasuk gimel, tere gimel pasuk chotezvot, Kotomar bnei Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Avisechem, the Hashem, the God of your fathers, Elokei Avraham Elokei, Yitzchok El Yaakov, the God of Avraham, Yitzchok El Yaakov, Shlachani Alechem, he was the one who sent me. Zeshmi Leolam, that's my name forever, and that's my remembrance from every generation. So Chazal, the Gemara in Sotah, where he says, Zeshmi Leolam, means that that's my name that should be hidden. But my remembrance will be the one that goes from generation to generation. So the Gemara says that my name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. But the way how I should be mentioned by every generation is Aleph Daled Nun Yud, the Shem Hazis. And the Nitziv asks, how do you see that from the prophet? Hashem is telling Avraham, Moshe, I am the God of Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. That's what you should tell them. This is my name. And this forever, or as I learned, this is my name which should be hidden, occulted. That's my remembrance from every generation. How do you see the remembrance from every generation from Hashem, Eloheki, Avraham, Eloheki, Yitzchok, Eloheki, Yaakov? Says the Nitziv, yes. Because Hashem said, I am the God of your forefathers. The way how your forefathers experienced me, it was the intermediated experience. The name which relates to that intermediated experience, the experience is that Hashem talks to you, that you understand on your own faculties, on your own perception, that your perception plays a role, what's called the Paklarish in Amira, is the Shem Habnus. And the reason why it's Shem Habnus, because Habnus means that he's a master. He's a master, anybody can understand. The Torah says in Sochem, that name. Master means that he rules the world. Anybody can experience that. Yud Kei Vav Kei is a very different name. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Chazal called it the Shem HaEtzem, is the name of the essence. You know why? There's a famous Rashbam here. The Rashbam is the only Rashbam that's written not straight, is written not bash. It's written backwards. The Aleph, and he tells you, I'm writing you in code, and he tells you how to solve the code. Which is very interesting. So, what does it mean that he brings the code, that he brings you the solution of the code? But he says, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is really the following. The Shem, Hashem said, my name is Eker. I will be. I will be. Yud Kei Vav Kei is, he will be. It's like Ihyeh. And only the devov comes to replace the Yud. So he's really the essence. The reason why it's written not much, parenthetically, I think. The same way the Akbash is two ways of seeing the same thing. The Aleph, you could see from Aleph straight, Aleph is, you know, backwards is Tav Shin Resh. So it's two, it's the same path going in different directions. Eke and Yud Kei Vav Kei is the same thing seen in different perspectives. Hashem Kebiyochol sees himself as I will be, and we see him as he will be. But this is the name of the essence. This is the that's the reality. That's the reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of how we see, it's very much individual. And that's why Abnus is my God. The Shem Abnus, as we know, is private. We call him Oy, ours, mine. It's my Hashem. Because that's my perception. And that's why Avraham Avinu called HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Elohim. What Hashem Elohim is Abnus Elohim, not Yud Kei Vav Kei. Their experience of that was an experience which was mediated, intermediated. And therefore the prophet says the following. I am the Shem of your forefathers. The Shem of your forefathers is the Shem Abnus. Zeshmi Loila. My name should be hidden. And that's why it was hidden from them also. My remembrance is in every generation. And the remembrance, Chazal say, is the Shem Abnus. It's Aleph Daled Nun Yud. So says the Shem Abnus is here. Because that's Elokei Avraham. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchok, Elokei Yaakov is the Shem Ha'avnus. There's a famous Briskrov here also. Briskrov says, the Shmi Loilam, that's my name, and the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is my name. Aleph Daled Nun Yud is my remembrance, the Zichri. Why the word of a remembrance? So Briskrov says, if you look at the word remembering, always relate to Torah Shabbat, always relate to the Oral Torah. Because to remember, it's becoming oral, transmitted. We all know Zichram Leon Zochel, the Gemara says, Depeh. The Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei is the written name. is the name which is what it is, in the essential name. The name which Adam is transmitted orally is Torah Shabbateh. And therefore, the Zichri is Torah Shabbateh. Now, why is Adam Torah Shabbateh? Well, first of all, it is called in the Rambam, in Ilkut Avodah Zarah, says the same idea also. Because we know that the Rambam holds that a Shvua, if somebody swears, he has to wear to use Hashem's real name. Yudke Vokhi. The Rambam says literally, I understand that even the Shem Ha'admos, if I call up Shem Admos and I swear by it, or I mekalo, that's the Shem Ha'etem. Says the Rambam, why? So explains the scroll, we know why. Because Admos, when you're reading Admos, is the form of reading Yudke Vokhi. It's not a separate name. It's our way of saying Yudke Vokhi. It's our perception of Yudke Vokhi. It's like the Torah Shebaalpeh explaining Torah Shebichtav. Agnus is the Torah Shebaalpeh explaining the Shem Yudkevoke, which is exactly this Paklaria Hameira and this Paklaria Shem Hameira. What the Shem is in the clarity, in the unmediated vision, is Yudkevoke. Mediation, our explanation, is like Torah Shebaalpeh explaining Torah Shebichtav, and that explanatory form, which is the intermediation of the prophet, is Agnus. So therefore, Shem the scroll, the Zichri, Shem Adus, is the Shem of Torah Shebaalpeh. By the way, the Gros says the same idea in the Mishnayos. The Gros says, Yud Kivovki is the Gematria 26, it's connected to 24 Sforim, and Noichi Belo Yelcho, that we heard directly from Hashem. That's Yud Kivovki. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud says the going in the Mishnayos, in Shnei Kriyo, says the Adan Yud is in the Gematria Samechei, connected to 65 Masechtos. And we know Shishim Heim and Melochis, there are 60 queens, the 60 sectors which relate to Dina Deraisa, which is Nun Yud, and Aleph Dalet, as you know, it's connected to 5 sectors of the Rabbonim, which is Yadayim, Eruvim, Demai, Megillah, and Edus. That's what Shishim going. Again, the same idea, because Adus is the claim. By the way, the Tlach is the same message in Sokhamoto. Adus is the Shem Hadin, and we know that Yud Kivovki Shem Arachamin, because in this world, our perception, we see Hashem as a Baal Din, as somebody who is a judge, not as a Baal Chesed. So our understanding, the mediation, the mediated experience, is an experience of Abud, which is Midas Hadin. That is what the Goyim says. Now the question is, when and at what point of time did Moshe Rabbeinu transition to the prophet of the clear speculum, what's called the shining speculum, the espaklari hamira. What kind of happened? So everybody says the same concept. The Nitziv, the Malvin, the Rosh Chochmah, is in Parshas Vayera. That's why Vayera is, I have shown myself up. So in Parshas Vayera, if you look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayedaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. The introduction is, I am Hashem. Now, Adonis doesn't play a role anymore. Ani Hashem. And this is the first time that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only word was, I am Yud Kivovki, I'm not Yud Adonis. Va'era el Avrom en Yitzchuk v'Yakov. So Avrom, Yitzchuk and Yaakov, I appear to them, the Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai is the Kel, the Shakai is Shib, Omar Lomo Yidai. She is Yidai Lechol Briyo Briyo. He showed each one according to his own understanding. So Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov appeared according to their faculties, their understanding, their imagination. But I'm not his. I'm not what they saw me to be. I am Ani Hashem. The Shmi Hashem, says the Pasuk, the name Yud Kivovki, Lo Nedati Lahem, they never perceived the essence. They got a mediated experience. You are not getting that. And then the Pasuk says, and this is called in Chazal, this part, the beginning of Parshas Vayera, is the Minui Hashlichos, that Moshe Rabbeinu is appointed as the different prophet of everything. Steht in Pasuk, Vaydaber Moshe lifnei Hashem, Moshe goes lifnei Hashem and he says, no, Hein b'nei so lo shomu elai v'ich ishmoini parov ani, I can't be this prophet. Eich ishmoini parov ani araos vasayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu refuses this shlichut. Very funny that right afterwards, again the same thing. Vaydaber Hashem in Pesuk in Perek Vav, this is repeated. Vayaraber Hashem el Moshe lema, Rosh Hashanah, Ani Hashem. Again, the prophecy, I am Hashem, and you kivoki, not Amos. Vayoyimer daber el paro melech Mitzrayim, go and be my shaliach. Moshe Rabbeinu says the same thing. Hen anir el sotayim ve'ich ishma la'paro. I can't do that. So the question is, what's exactly going on here? So says the Meshech Chochma, that's Givavik. Moshe Rabbeinu here is being appointed as the shliach. Ani Hashem means I'm Yud Kivoki. That's it. Now you are the shliach of Yud Kivoki. We know that Moshe Brochet of Lamedala said that you'll be appointed as a shliach tzibur. You have to refuse. When you're called as a shliach tzibur, you have to refuse the first time, and the second time you're on the habit. You don't really refuse, and the third time you go. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. Vaydavi Moshe Lifnei Hashem. He was in front of Yud Kivoki, the unmediated experience. He is now the shliach. He has to refuse. I can't do this. Hashem comes for the second time, like a shliach tzibur. You have to call him for the second time. Vaydade Allah ani Hashem, I'm Yud Kivoki, and this is now totally different. And now you are going to be my spokesman. I will speak through you. And Moshe Rabbeinu for the second time, as you see, he refuses in a shorter language, because in essence this is shorter, because the second time you only have it, and that Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a shliach. And therefore, you could see the next pasuk. Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe. Now the Moshe Rabbeinu, after the second time, accepted the appointment. Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe. Re'en esaticha Elohim lefaroi. Now you are Elohim to Faroi. Ve'aron achicha. And now Aaron will be your prophet. You became a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Brit Kerov here in our parsha and in Vayera. You know, because not only the prophecy had to be mediated, even the punishment to Paro had to be mediated. It had to be by Hashem. Lo ledei malach, velo ledei sarah, velo ledei, however, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoido de'atmo. Because the prophet says, v'gam es ha'goya shel yavoidu dam anoichi. So the miracles had to be unmediated. So now that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the shlichus of Yud Kivoki, that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through him, Minela, the prophet said, Elohim lefaroi, you are now Kibiyoko myself. You are my representative. And Aaron Achicha becomes Miliecha, becomes your prophet. By the way, the scripture of the Chanuk is to say, it says in the pasuk at the end of the Torah, there was never a prophet like Moshe, the Holoises, the Moshe, to all the miracles that Moshe did. Moshe Rabbeinu was unparalleled by anybody else through his miracles. One second, says the Rav Chaim, we know that when the Sheikh comes, the miracles will be even greater in some points than the Tzitzit Zayin. So it's in the parallel. Says the Chaim, because it's not the quality of the greatness of the awesomeness of the miracles. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking the unmediated miracles. There was never like Moshe that the miracles done by him was not mediated through him. They were done directly. And that was never again, never happened, and never will happen again at all. This is what it is. Says the Brit Tzaddik, the Tzaddik says the same thought at the end of Parshat Maaseh. And there is a reason, because we know Sefer Dvarim is a transitional to all prophecies. Moshe Rabbeinu transitioned the Torah from this unmediated experience. Shidna Medeved, the Tachroina, we know the Gro says, he transitioned to an intermediate state in Sefer Dvarim. That's why Dvarim the Gemara says, Moshe Lipi Atmai, the Gemara Megillah says. But says the Tzaddik, that that's the difference between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebateh. Torah Shebichsav indeed is what it is. It's essential. It's the essence of the message. Everything else Torah Shebateh is our perception of the message. Moshe Rabbeinu is the quintessential Torah Shebichsav, pure and nothing else. Because it is the message as it is, unmediated, Ani Hashem, Yud Kivoki. Everything else is Torah Shebateh. That's why Shtei Posuk, Loi Yish Dvarim Anoichi. Then we already we know that the Megal Amukah says Moshe Rabbeinu Bechina is Lo Yish Dvarim Anoichi. I'm not a person of words, because there is no Torah Shebal Peh in my message. Torah Shebichtav is purely Torah Shebichtav, the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. At least the first four form is pure the message as it is. There is no human intermediation whatsoever. It is the message as it is. After that is all Torah Shebateh. Who here lecho lepeh is Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen represents the concept of the intermediate mediation, the Aaron Achicha Yeh Neviecha, the human intermediation in the message. is Aron HaKohen. Aron HaKohen is who Yeh Lechol Lepeh. And that's why it says already in Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu is Loi Yish Dvorim Anoichi Sof Etevoi Shammai, is how Shammai saw things as they are, and who Yeh Lechol Lepeh. That it says already in the Megalamuk of the Shemarizal, who Yelechalepeh is bestowed by Rosh David, you know. Who Yelechalepeh, that's why Yarizal said that Hillel has a Yud. And if you understand that Hillel all about, Hillel was the one who says in the Gemara Sukkah that in the Simcha Beit Torah, he always says, Imani Kan Hakol Kan. He spoke on behalf of Hashem. If I'm here, everything is here. Says Rashi, he's speaking on behalf of Hashem. How can he speak on behalf of Hashem? Because Torah Shebalpeh is that intermediate message. And that's why I said already in the Marshal, everybody sees there, the Hillel is Begimatria Samechei, is Begimatria Adnus. The Shem Adnus, the ultimate example that is Hillel. The Hillel intermediated the message in such a way that he says, if I'm here, everything is here. Because I am expressing HaKadosh Baruch Hu through my Havona, through my understanding. And this is the beginning of Torah Shebichtav. This is the beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim. All of Yitzias Mitzrayim, what makes it different, is the unintermediated experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not only the unintermediated message, Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Torah as it is, all of the miracles, all of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is the unintermediated experience. L'kam ke Moshe l'chol oisez ha-moisim. In Mele, it's clear why this sefer is called Shmois. See, in Greek it's called Exodus. Every time it's every time. Shmois? Rabbi Yisrael, that is the Sefer. The Sefer is the name of Sefer of names. The Gilui Shemui Shlakudin Bohu. The Gilui of his names is the Sefer. This Sefer is when we got to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his real name. It's the unintermediated message and the unintermediated experience. It starts with the Minui of Moshe Rabbeinu in our Parsha, which our names. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's your name? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my name till now was Adnus. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Des L'Dor Dor. But you experience my real name. And all of Shmois is the presentation of the message as it is. The unintermediated message, the unintermediated name. And it starts from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from the Minui HaShlichus in Parshas Vayera that I've shown myself. And it goes all the way through until Hakamas HaMishkan. Hakamas HaMishkan is when that unintermediated experience, which is Har Sinai, gets transitioned in a permanent feature, in a permanent place, which is the Beis HaMikdash. So Shmois is not the name of the Parsha. Shmois is not the Shmois Bnei Yisrael. It's the essence of the Sefer. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed help us that we should get in Mitzvah. We know that Le'ofid Lovi, the Bukhin of Le'ofid Lovi, is an Adnus and Yudke Vodke become the same. Our perception of the message and the message itself becomes equal. When the two of them meet, when the two of them reach, when our perception of the message and the message itself has no obstruction, is unfoggy, that is the experience of Lasid Lovely. And the Yabayom Ahu Yashelecha Veshmoyecha, that Adnus and Yudkevoki is the same, and that's the message of the Geula. Benisa Nigolu, Benisa Masiv Nigolu. All the Geula is the experience, the unmediated experience, and Lasid Lovely hope to achieve the same thing. Yeah.